You're listening to Vatican Radio.
The prime ministers of four Central and Eastern European countries have agreed on a controversial plan to effectively close the crucial Balkan route to refugees if, in their words, Greece is not able to protect its outer border. Stefan Boss has the story.
The prime ministers of Hungary, Poland, the Czech Republic and Slovakia used the 25th anniversary of their Visegrad group to unveil a controversial plan B. It is meant to create a new barrier on Macedonia and Bulgaria's borders with Greece. That includes building fences and boosting security. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban made clear that these measures are needed if Greece is not able to protect the outer border of the European Union's visa-free Schengen zone, and an EU deal with Turkey does not result in substantially reducing the number of migrants.
The question is whether we will build a second defense line between Turkey and the current Schengen border. That's a big question for the future, for the upcoming European Union summit, and for weeks and months to come. Hungary can offer its total support, be it financial, military or defensive, to those who support the building of such a second line of defense. That would be to the south of Hungary.
However, the plan is controversial. Critics say it will effectively eliminate Greece from the Schengen zone, and is a direct attack on German Chancellor Angela Merkel's more welcoming attitude towards refugees, though the Visegrad countries insist it is not aimed at any EU nation. Macedonian President Georg Ivanov and Bulgarian Prime Minister Boyko Borisov were also present at the summit in the Czech capital Prague, despite EU anger over their presence. Hours before the Prague gathering, the European Commission unveiled a further 10 million euros, some $11.3 million in finances, to help Macedonia improve its borders and migration management. But European Commission spokeswoman Tove Ernst warned,
We would like to highlight in particular that this assistance will not help to finance the construction of any fence, and that the Commission's work is aimed at managing borders and not closing them.
Yet Hungary says it already supplied Macedonia with about 100 kilometers of razor wire, part of which was produced by inmates. The country also sold razor wire to Slovenia and is ready to supply other European countries if required. Hungary has some experience. It already erected fences along its borders with Croatia and Serbia. Analysts say the Hungarian Prime Minister's position has become stronger after a right-wing government was elected in Poland, which shares his anti-migration views. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos in Budapest.